I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, a good thing to do. Go get a 9-to-5 for like 6 months and just feel it, dude.
No,
just
I felt it.
Yeah, just feel it, dude.
How many months?
Six. Dude, that's
no
my
chance.
My total. Dude, when I came to Philly, it was agreed with my ex-wife, like, all right, I'll get a steady job. I lasted 2 weeks in the telephone place. I was cold calling. I think it was 10 days before I did a no call, no show.
A guy came to my show on Saturday that I had worked with at this this place called Your Remodeling Guys in York, PA. And it was like, we sell bathrooms, like remodel your bathrooms.
Yeah.
I made one sale in 3 months and it was pure commission. I worked for 3 months for free.
That sucks.
It was the worst fucking place I've ever worked.
Yeah, that fucking... Were you going door-to-door?
Yeah. Like, not door-to-door. They set up the appointments. But they trick these people into the appointments.
Dude, we used to have guys like
so
that.
So it's like, while you're at Home Depot, somebody will come up and be like, hey, how do you feel about a free appraisal? Just come to your house, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, sure. So then you show up and you're like, hey, I'm here for the appraisal. And you're in their fucking house. Just you and like an older couple. And you're like, well, let's design a bathroom for you. And you fucking design it on your laptop.
Yeah.
Show it to them and they're like, oh, that's nice. And it's like, okay, that's $48,000. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, no, I know. Right when I'd show them the price every time, I'd just be like, yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, like, I'm going to leave. I'll get out of here.
And also, I was like, nice, I worked today. I can leave early. Fuck it.
That's so
like,
fucking funny.
I had the mental part of working.
Like, it wasn't like the producing.
I had no money.
Yeah.
But I was like, I work today. It's nice to leave early. Be like, nice, I can get out of here.
Yeah, there was guys that came to our high school to recruit high school kids to do that, basically. And they had basically, I guess, they must have just like looked to see who was older and then sent people to older people's houses and be like, or they'd be like, yeah, your house is in severe disrepair.
Oh, my God.
It's in structural debt. You know, they'd be like, your ceiling could collapse. And they'd be like, oh, my. And they'd be like, we'll shore your thing up. They like paint their house and like put tile
in.
It's
so bad. And I had, you would have like models. I'd like a model bathtub. I'd be like, here, look at this. This is the, you know, the material we use. It's stained. I didn't listen to any meetings. So I'd go into people's houses and have no idea about the product.
That's so fucking funny.
I'd be like, what color do you want? I'm like, color swabs and shit. And also, these are people's houses that are dumb enough to sign up for someone to come to their house at Home Depot. So these are all fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I went into one guy's house that had birds. He had fucking birds flying around his house.
Oh my God. It's like if you go to Walmart and they're like, hey, do you want to switch your Xfinity plan to...
I did that as soon as I got here and I walked out.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being someone... Jesus Christ.
I did that and they were like, I was with this guy and he was like, man, you're good. You got a good sales. Like, he was like, you're going to be great.
He fucking left.
And I was like, cool. We were standing at Walmart trying to switch people's cable.
Jesus.
And like, literally, it took me 2 hours to just be like, I got to go.
And just left.
I can't do this.
No, dude.
And the guy was like, are you coming back after lunch? So I was like, no. Like, there's no way I'm
definitely
doing this.
Not. Well, imagine being someone who sees you at Walmart and they're like, I'm gonna hear this guy out. Mm-hmm. I'm like being that's the people's house.
Like,
hey,
do you have
to
Comcast or Xfinity? Quick or Xfinity or Fios? Dude, quick question. People
I
would be like, no thanks. Keep.
I see those
back.
Dudes.
I
fucking spin move, dude. Oh. I'm just like later, dude.
Yeah, they're like homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
If you acknowledge them, you're fucking trapped.
You're done, dude.
You just got to be like,
I always
don't even look at them.
Usually, if they talk to me, I ignore them. If they're being really persistent, I'm like, I don't have TV, bro.
Yeah,
and they're just kind of like, I don't know. Dudes who hit that realm and then crush it are probably like my favorite fucking people in the world.
That do well with that? No, this is the worst people.
They're so bad, dude.
The guy I was with was like that. He was like,
of course, yeah,
all about it.
I think that's like that's like the perfect level of dumbness to where like you're slightly less dumb than all the other dumb people, but you're dumb enough to be like, this is a good deal I'm giving these people. I'm switching, saving them, and you're not
like
even
I'm
realizing.
I'm a salesman.
Yeah,
I'm a
good
salesman.
I could sell fucking water to a whale, dude. Yeah, that's the best.
And it was like I sold cars before that.
Yeah.
And it was like,
that's a sick gig.
It's like $60,000, $70,000 a year.
That's awesome.
Easy.
But that's like
not trying.
12 hours a day too, isn't it?
Sometimes.
That's pretty sick.
But I mean, if that's your job, who cares?
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. But
and you get to talk shit all day and fuck with people.
If I sold one car, I was done for the day. I would just walk around. I would leave for like 3 hours. I was a bad employee. I'm definitely a horrible employee.
$60,000.
Just about whatever I do.
Yeah.
But
that's tough to take orders, dude.
It is.
I can't take orders from people. I can't take orders at a job unless I really respect the person.
100%.
So if I like, so I like would work for my dad or my uncles, and I'd be like, okay. But then like I work for some like dude 2 years older than me, and I'm like, dude, fuck you.
Or if it's just a totally meaningless job.
Yeah.
Like selling, switching people's cable.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I can't care about this.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can care about with this.
No, that's true. Especially with sales. If you're like, if you're selling something that you actually like, it's so much easier. But if you're like, I'm going to switch your cable, it's going to be cheaper for 3 months, then you're going to get fucking crushed with fees. That's tough.
God, it sucks for whoever's listening to this right now, because they definitely, not everybody.
I mean, that's
a lot of people have jobs that it's just like, this is pointless.
Yeah, but it also depends too what like you got going on.
Yeah,
like, if you have kids,
if you want to make money and have a family.
Exactly. If you have kids, it's like, you know, that I think that existential angst kind of goes away as soon as you're like you're fucking.
Yeah, it's like
shitting.
I'm making money for their for
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Now you have a reason though.
That helps. We don't have that reason, dude. And you're just sitting there tapping the keys, and you're like,
that's what I did selling cars. Like
yeah.
There were guys I worked with that had families, obviously, and
yeah.
They crushed it, and they were like, "This is a great job."
Yeah.
But I was just making a ton of money doing nothing.
Yeah, just eating fucking
just
lunch at the strip club, dude.
Yeah, I was going getting wings at the strip club. I was just sitting there like, I should go to Spain.
That was a good move.
I would read a book every day. I would just sit there and read the entire day.
That's so fucking funny.
It was a sick job, but it
sounds pretty tight.
It resulted in me going to Spain and literally never having money since.
Yeah. Fuck.
Sick.
It's tough to get.
I've been poor for 5 years now.
It's nice to get old enough to look back and have like a good enough zoom on your life to realize like how badly you fucked up. I do it all the time.
Yeah,
where like
fuck up.
I think about like how much money I spent on my wedding, and I'm like, man, that'd be nice to have that shit back again. That'd be nice not to got fucking arm wrestled into spending a bunch of money on like an expensive wedding.
Yeah.
You get old enough to be like, man, I could have avoided that with like maybe one uncomfortable conversation.
I remember because I got out of college and sold cars. So just like out of college, that was the first job I even applied to. Because my cousin worked there and
yeah.
Hooked it up. And I just went and sold cars. And I was like, oh, it's so easy to make money. Who the fuck doesn't? I was like, yeah, I just got out of college and made $60,000 selling fucking Hondas. It was easy.
That's
so like when
funny.
I left for Spain, I remember the teachers over there were like, what are you going to do when you go back? I was like, I don't know. I'll fucking find something.
Yeah.
I get back, I'm hawking bathtubs, fucking selling nothing, crying. Just like,
that's so fucking funny. Well, you're probably a sick car salesman.
I was good at that.
Yeah.
To people that were not fucking idiots.
Yeah, it's true.
Like if I was like, I would always be like, look, this is the cheapest price.
Yeah.
I'll try to get, I don't care what you spend. I was like, I don't care what you spend. I don't want you to spend money.
Yeah.
I feel bad if you spend more than you have to.
Yeah.
And people would be like, ah, he's a shyster. He's lying. I'd be like, all right, fucking leave.
Yeah, get the fuck out, dude.
I don't care. I got a book to read, dude.
That when I did the cold calling, I remember I was supposed to call and get all the information from like, I'd have to call an IT company and ask for like the IT leader, whatever the fuck it's called, the COO, and be like, and I wanted to just get their secretary and be like, so I spoke with him, I think 6 months ago. Are you guys still using that Dell server? And
oh,
they'd be like,
God.
I was taking wild guesses because you're supposed to piece together what they have and how old it is. So then when it goes, like a server lasts, maybe it's 7 years. So if they would say like it's 5 years old, you're like, you'd sell that information to another company. And I just got to the point where I'm like, dude, if you just tell me these five things, I'll take you out of this list forever. And no one will ever call you from here. And that started to work. And
fuck yeah.
They're like, dude, you're not allowed to do that. I was like, dude, I hate doing this. It sucks. Just tell me what I need to know. I'm supposed to get 7 questions, but 5 passes.
And, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, bro, you're not
I started getting in trouble selling cars.
I'll take them out of the list, dude.
I got in trouble selling cars because I would go into the office and get the invoices that we paid for the car. I'd be like, this is what we paid for it. You can probably get pretty close to this.
Damn.
Yeah. They were like, why are you always in the office? I was like, I don't know, man.
That's a sick move.
Yeah. Like, just showing them the actual invoice. Be like, here's exactly what we paid for it.
So you'd show them how much you're going to make?
Yeah.
Like, look, this is what we're going to make. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
There's no. And it's
that's how I felt. That's the only way I felt justified with it. Like, to literally show everybody everything.
Yeah, because they play games. Because
I saw dudes that were just butt fucking customers.
Oh yeah, man.
And you make a ton of money, but
so much.
But I couldn't justify that because again, I didn't have a family, so it's like, am I going to make an extra $400 on this deal and have some couple that I've kind of befriended at this point spend $5,000 extra so that I get like $40 more on my paycheck?
Yeah,
it's real fucked up.
Oh, okay. So they're not breaking off. They're not like showering the guaps on you. If you, they're not being like, here's what we want. If you get extra, just like, you know, we'll split it.
No, no. It's like if you sell a certain type of insurance,
get a little bonus,
get like $100, $200, but they're paying that like each ping.
It's like $12,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. You're selling them fucking like mud flaps or mud guards and like accessories that are like $500.
Dude, that's the one thing. My ex-wife, when she went to buy cars, was like an absolute monster buying them. Like she would get people to the point where like she would get a salesman like that on the line of like, all right, y'all, this is awesome, this and that. I have this and that. And then she would be like, all right. And as soon as they're ready to do it, she'd be like, this is what I want to pay. And I want free oil changes for the life of the car. And they'd be like, get out of here. Absolutely not. She'd be like, all right. And she'd have it down to the point where she's about to sign the paper. So this guy's like salivating. Oh. And she'd be like, all right. And she would just walk out. And she'd like, wait, they'd call her back and she'd go back in. Dude, and it was insane. The shit.
Yeah, I would have let her walk. If she would have stood up and be like, all right, I'm not, I don't care, lady.
It was so, and she would do all of this. Yeah. And then eventually her credit union would like give her a check for like, say like $35,000. And she would have them down to like 28 and be like, this is, I have absolutely no more money than this. And then show them a check for like 35 and make them take it out of this. Mm. Dude, just, and I would just have to sit there the whole time and be like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty fair.
Probably
I mean.
High, just like, whoa.
Yeah, I would just got to sit there like, oh, my God. Oh,
God.
Like, I'm just saying, just give her the oil changes. I don't know. I really think about that a lot. It freaks me the fuck out. Whenever I go to, like, that, basically when I go to things with my girlfriend, I'll have to go to, like weddings where I'll meet guys like that who, like, got out of school and went into an office, and that's been their whole life. And there's some guys that are like that who are cool and stuff, and I talk to, and there's certain guys I'm like, dude, I don't think you've ever really thought for yourself, ever, in your life.
It is
and
a scary thing, man.
It's fucking weird.
Dude, it's frightening. Like, I knew dudes that, like, would only, like, quote movies and stuff.
Yeah, that's the best,
like,
actually.
After high school, and then, like, when I saw them grow, it's like, oh, they don't even know who they are, like what they like, or like what is something to like. I don't even know.
But it's funny because I've learned, they'll just look at you and be like, hipster, and then they just move on to another thing. It's just kind of funny, like fucking hipster. It's
like, yeah, I mean, they have some points that on the surface it looks like they're winning. Like if I was to argue with one of them, they'd be like, what, don't you live with like four other fucking dudes in a shitty house? I'd be like, yeah. Like how's stand-up paying you, like shit like that.
Yeah, but when that stops happening, it's a real good feeling. Like when you because you're both gonna see success sooner than most people would. And then eventually you'll be like, why would you even fucking think about dudes like that? Like dudes that like work in cubicles and like, oh, what are you still doing your podcast? It's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you doing? Thinking about murdering your family every night? But that's exactly what they're fucking doing.
No, get me that fucking TPS report now.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, like, no, I can't even. Yeah.
I would love to go into an office and just see what it's like again.
Yeah.
It'd be tough. It'd be impossible.
Last time I made it 3 weeks. I was cold calling. I was like, I'm going to be here for 6 months, save up for some money, lay low. 3 weeks, I just didn't show up one day. And I was like, I fucking couldn't. I was dying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an office is tough, man. It's like, I don't know. That would fucking kill me, man.
A part of me envies that.
Yeah.
Ability 100%. To be a fucking idiot enough to stick around or smart enough to be like, all right, tough it out. But
yeah, exactly.
I cannot work a job like that. Like any job where
someone won't get out of bed one day. Literally, if I was in an office one day, I'll just lay in bed and just won't move and be like, I can't do it.
I called in sick constantly to that Ardmore job. I would show up 2 hours late.
I got fired from every job I had. I just couldn't do it. I didn't have the ability to like. When I would go there, I would just be like, I can't do this the rest of my life.
Stop moving,
I would think about it when I was like, what, am I going to be 40 doing this? Like.
Yeah,
I remember these Mexican dudes picked a fight with me when I was doing construction.
The lads got you.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Like, I was carrying like cement up to this fucking third floor on Delancey Street, and the one dude was like holding the other dude's like butt to like get him to get to a light fixture, and I was like, "Ooh, boy's getting friendly," or something like that. It was like real. Like I was trying to like be chummy. I was fucking 21 years old.
Yeah.
And they both jumped off the ladder and like got in my face. Oh. And I was like, no, I was just saying like, cause you were touching his butt. And he was like, I was helping him get to the top. And I was like, all right, dude. I was like, all right, dude.
They were chupacabras, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They'll get you.
Yeah. They were like fist clenched. Like they weren't. And I was like, am I going to do this till I'm 45? Like,
I'm not going to fight
Just Mexicans. Beat around the gay Mexican bush for my rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, that's a listener who is definitely working a shitty job. Don't worry, we're not talking about you.
Well, it's also not that shitty if you're good at it. That's my thing. Like, I love doing construction. I'm so dumb at it. They're like straight lines, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They'd be like, all right, Matt, cut 36 and 3/8. And I'm at the tape like, are the little ones the eighths? And they're just sitting there like, dude, where is that? And I'm like, ning. And I cut it. I'm like, dude, it's fucking short. And I'm like, fuck. I wish I could do it. So if you were good at that, it'd be sick. Be like, yo, build me a closet. And I was like, da 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 da.
I'm not talking about building. I'm talking about
an office.
Classic office job. We got a lot of those listeners.
I can't. I mean, my whole thing I admire is the ability to endure boredom. If they're just like, they sack up and they're like, yep, I'm going to stare at a fucking screen for 8 hours under fluorescent lights and just walk home. I can't do it, but if you can do that, God bless you.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, man.
Soul crushing.
But I think Shane's right. It's like, I do envy people that, it's not that they're like dumb enough to be able to do it, but they can hunker down and be like, no, dude, I'm going to stick this out. I'm going to get a house. I'm going to
get a car. Yeah. Some are definitely dumb enough. Another day, another dollar, and you're like, well, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, another day, yeah.
But also, a lot of guys don't have anything.
True.
Like, we got lucky and have fucking stand-up and podcasts. Like, we know what we want to do.
Yeah.
And we can do it. True. Like, some of these guys, like, my dream is the NBA.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's like, all right, well, get to your cubicle, dude.
You might want
to
wrap that up soon.
Yeah, that's done.
You might want to thunk those shotgun shells into the chamber.
Yeah, like, maybe pick up hunting.
Yeah.
Or fishing or
pick up hunting
something
accidents.
Attainable.
Well, you know, that was like the thing about like when people were like, are you sure you like being a dad? Like, I'm like, yeah, because I have a bunch of stuff in my life that I like. Like, if I didn't, I don't know if, who knows? Like, maybe the, like, when you have a newborn and they're fucking crying all the time and like they're waking up, all that stuff probably is really hard if you hate the rest of your life.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Do you know what I mean?
Working all day and then coming home to just fucking shitty diapers and chaos.
Yeah, dude.
Just a worse atmosphere than work.
Yeah.
I always wondered, too, if having a kid is like a relief because you can finally stop thinking about yourself all day.
Dude, it is. I stopped caring about my health. I used to be a hypochondriac.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of waned since my kid was born.
Well, you reproduced. So now you're like, well, I can totally die.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need to be here anymore.
Exactly.
I can wrap this up.
I always wondered about that. I'm like, that would be the one thing I would see liking about having a kid, just being like, well, I can never fucking self-analize ever.
I think you got
to
raise it. I think you got to raise your kid first, and then you
yeah, you got to.
Yeah, but you still can like fully be like.
I don't think my kid's going to live off a web series.
True. But you can fully let go of it's like, did I do enough? Did I do that? You're like, it stops being about you, and I feel like that would be a relief.
It's a good feeling. You're like, oh, I don't care about myself. Like if you're like, if somebody's like, you're sick, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Let me die.
Yeah, put me down.
I hope my kid doesn't have an earache.
What brings you in? What do you want to talk about?
Dude, I'll say, me and Steve were talking about buying houses, and I was house shopping with my bae last night. And it is like, dude, absolute fucking hell.
Hell.
I was sending a picture to Blizz halfway through. I was like, current mood, this picture of Andrew Cunanan. The guy who, like, made out with old gay men and killed them.
Oh, yeah. You love that guy.
Yeah. But I was like, dude, I was sitting. You walk into houses and it's like, there will be, like, a sink that my girlfriend likes. And she's like, I love this house. I'm like, that's a sink. That $200. You can't make a $200,000 decision based off a fucking sink. It's like, am I saying I like it? Am I saying I like it? Like, dude, I was ready to fucking die yesterday.
Just handling, like, saying and doing something fucking dumb the way chicks do is so fucking annoying. Like she wanted to buy a house based off a $200 sink. Yeah. And then when you called her on it and she realized how stupid it was, instead of being like, oh, yeah.
It's
she
an was immediate, like, what? Fuck you. That's the thing.
It's a very female response. No offense to your bitch.
I was like, you can't buy a house based off of cosmetics. That was my whole thing I was telling her. I'm like, because I know how to paint.
You can dress it up, baby.
I know how to paint, so like if you're like the paint job of get a house with a shitty paint job, I'll paint it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but dude, she's just like, I'm not moving into some piece of shit just because you think you can fix it up. And I'm like, I can't fix it up. But
She's got a point there.
Yeah, but I'm like, I can at least paint. I'm like, don't look into a house that has a bad paint job and say no, because I can paint a house. So like, don't, you know. But it was just like, Jesus Christ, man. Just looking. A lot of people just do the things they know. They're like, they'll make a big kitchen, but everything in it is cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
And like the drawers bang against the other drawers and nothing works. And I was just like trying to explain that shit to her.
Kitchens are expensive too.
Super expensive.
I used to sell I used to sell cabinets.
Did you trick old people into the cabinets?
Yeah, well, I tried and I couldn't trick them. I couldn't trick anybody. Because this is what would happen. I would design it. It was in-home sales. And you would design these fucking things, like a new kitchen. And then when I would click on the laptop, like what the final price is, every single time when the price came up, I'd be like, oh, like, this has to be a mistake.
It was like 20 grand?
Crazy. Yeah, it'd be like $47,000 in somebody's shitty house. And I'd be like, all right, well, this is a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, no way they're dropping. And then I couldn't lower the price. And I'm like, well, no, it wasn't. It wasn't a mistake. It's $47,000 for you. And they're like, all right.
It's funny that, like, if I'm being sold on something and they pull up the price, the person goes, whoa, that's super high. And I'm just like, I'm out.
I did that every single time. Like, this is too high. You shouldn't buy this.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Every time. And then I would sell old people fucking bathtubs, the same company.
Did you really?
Dude, I made
that's
one.
That's a good sell.
I made one sale in 3 months.
Selling bathtubs?
In a job that was 100% commission.
Oh.
I was working for free for 2 months.
What was your pitch? Be like, yeah, you dirty bitch, get in there. You need
well, it was geezers, so you would get them fucking walk-in showers.
So you were a bathtub salesman.
Yeah, like yeah.
Wait, didn't you talk about this before?
Remodeling.
Do you need a tub?
Remodeling. No, yeah, I wouldn't go door-to-door. It was set up. These are the people that are morons enough to get tricked
at
Home Depot. They got trapped.
Yeah.
Someone was like, hey, do you want to have somebody come out and give you a free appraisal on a new kitchen? And then I come in and I'm like, whoa, this shit's too expensive. I'll see you guys.
Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar. The stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin? Its fan base, I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.